Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At some point, we got to get into the Penn State coaching situation. Oh, man. Brian Hartline going to USF. They turn to Jeff Brohm at Louisville. He turns them down. Pat Kraft, the athletic director of Penn State, according to many reports out there, thought it was going to get done with Kalani Sitake of BYU. They thought it was pretty much a done deal. They thought they'd pull off the back alley heist. And he says, nah, I'm going to stay here with all this crumble cookie money.
Yeah.
And now they're left without a coach and with, what, two players in their recruiting class?
Mm-hmm.
Was that it? Two players?
Two, I think, yeah.
And James Franklin, he's got a top 25 recruiting class at Virginia Tech. He kept all their best players, and he brought a bunch of the Penn State guys, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we will get into that. Pat Bostic going to be joining us momentarily. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee. Unless we get money for you, you can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Mike Tomlin was asked what his identity is, what the team's identity is on Tuesday. Here's what he said.
Identity as a team yet?
Yeah, 6-6, and I don't like it.
I don't think your record is your identity. I think your record comes from your identity. I think their record is 6-6 because they lack an identity. I don't know, seriously, 12 games into a season, what the Pittsburgh Steelers can hang their hat on.
I don't think he knows, and that's why he said 6-6, because he can't say that they have an identity, because they don't have one.
I am with you 100%, because when he was pressed a little bit more, like, what are you good at? He said third and short conversions.
Yep.
Jeez. Buddy.
What, tush pushes?
Right?
Fake tush pushes?
That was a great play. Good job, Arthur Smith. They are one of the worst teams in the NFL at extending drives. There are only two teams in the NFL that have shorter average drives than the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the two teams that are worse than the Steelers will be picking in the top five. So that's great that you can convert on third and short, Mike, and he's not wrong about that. They've actually been elite in that area.
What has that led to?
It has led to absolutely nothing. This is a middle-of-the-pack offense, statistically, but it's been worse than that, obviously, in recent weeks. Defensively, you would say that they hang their hat on turnovers, but as we know, those come in bunches, and you can't count on that week in and week out. Like, for example, Chicago is leading the league in takeaways this year. I'm going to forget I ever said this. But next year at the same time, I bet you they're middle of the pack and taking the football away. That's how this thing generally goes. Now, with the Steelers, they've had a lot more success than your average teams the last 5 years. They've led the league in takeaways for 5 years if you combine it in the aggregate. But that can't be the only thing you hang your hat on, because it's like throwing darts. If you don't get turnovers, you lose. You can't have just one path to winning football games. elite teams can beat you multiple ways. The Steelers, they've got seemingly one path to victory, and it's protect the ball, and it's take the ball away. And that's because that's the design. That's what Mike Tomlin wants.
It's been like that for a long time. I do wonder how they're going to approach this game. I think the mentality stays the same, but I think on offense, I do think that they're going to try to open it up, because I think that they're so desperate at this point that some of your pride has to be set aside. Like, I mean, you are realistically right there.
Sure.
If you go down and get a win like this, I mean, it is, I'm not going to say it's the biggest confidence booster of the season, but it would mean a lot. Think about that plane ride home. You just went to Baltimore. You win. You get back on track. You have a Monday night game, so you have an extra day to prepare for the Miami Dolphins at home. I understand how they want to operate and what type of team they want to be, but I think for this game, I think it might go out the window a little bit. I mean, I'm probably going to be wrong, but that's how I would do it. I'd be like, look, all ideas. I'm sitting everybody down. Everybody, give me an idea. Let's put all of our ideas on the board. Aaron, you start. Jalen, you're next. Darnell, you're next. Offensive line, Zach Frazier, you're next. We need all the ideas we can put together to just win this football game, set our side pride aside.
Mike Tomlin said in his press conference he doesn't care where ideas come from. And
that's a lie.
It's 1,000% a lie, because he hires people that he can push around, and he's the grand poobah of all the ideas. I think that's one of his biggest downfalls as head coach, is that he needs to be the reason why they win football games. If he really cared about the opinions of others, then guys like Keith Butler would have had more of a say. Guys like Terrell Austin would have more of a say. And Arthur Smith would be able to run the offense that he wants. Ben Roethlisberger said in his podcast that Arthur Smith's offense looks like Matt Canada's offense. And it's because it's not Tomlin's offense. Or it's not Arthur Smith's offense. It is Mike Tomlin's offense. Like, in a game like this, because you're right, everything's on the line here, and that's how they're viewing it. Hey, we win this game. We control the North. It's ours to lose. It would change the collective mindset of the group. Zero question about that.
Oh, man, it would.
But when you are going into a big game, any game really, but a big game, hey, here's what we do well. Let's branch off of that. Where do you even start? Where do you even start? Like, I feel like they feel like their pass rush is really good, and it has been at times this year. But if you can't stop the run, as we saw against Buffalo, they gave up 8 sacks the week before. 8 sacks! You don't get his ass on the ground one time. Why? Because they didn't drop him back very often. Because they ran the ball up your backside.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you even start, man?
I think what I said whenever we were at Giant Eagle, and what Whaley said yesterday, I think you start with your big time players.
Yep.
And it's like, hey man, if you got to go rogue, and I don't think that's a coach's discussion. I think that that's more of a player's discussion between like T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward and Jalen Ramsey. Like, yo, this is what we're going to do. We know what the scheme is. We know the play call. But if we think that we can make a play by doing something else, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a player's driven type deal. I think that's where you start.
Yep.
That's where you kind of have to start. It's like, we're all getting paid all this money. We got to show why we are in this position that we made this much money. Let's go out here and make some plays.
You got 5 games left to make your mark on the season.
Oh well, like if it's not the play call and you walk off on the sidelines and Terrell Austin or Mike Tomlin's like, what was that? Oh well, were they going to bench you?
No,
were they going to cut you? No,
they didn't bench George Pickens for showing up late. You're fine. You're T.J. Watt.
I think defensively, I think that that's the case. Like, hey, pinch a gap if you can, and if you're not supposed to, just do it. Use your instincts. That's the only way I think.
Just go out there and play football.
Yeah, that's the only way I think that you can get this going again and win this game.
If I'm Lamar Jackson, I knee Cam Hayward in the stomach first play of the game. First time you're in a pile, just knee him in the stomach. You know he's going to totally come unglued. I spit in Jalen Ramsey's face. That's what people used to do the Penguins all the time. Like the Penguins, they went through this phase before they won the back-to-back championships where even I, as a Penguins fan, they came off so petulant.
Mm-hmm.
You could get them off their game. Gino would take bad penalties. Letang would lose his mind. Crosby in that Flyers series, they'd come unglued and you know you got them. I'm kneeing Cam Hayward in the tummy. Oh, my belly. Oh, no. Sorry, Cam. I love you, but come on now. What is the Steelers' identity? What can they hang their hat on? 412-928-9370. Give us a ring on the fan hotline, brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The great Pat Bostic is in studio. He'll get in on this conversation, and he is brought to you by 9 Yards Golf Lounge. That's 9 Yards Golf Lounge, now open in the Block Northway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have an identity as a team yet?
Yeah, 6-6, and I don't like it.
I don't think your record's your identity. I think your identity is how you compile a record. And right now, the Steelers have nothing they can hang their hat on. 412-928-9370, that's the number. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Pat Bostic, smiling face, is in studio. Hi, Pat.
Good morning.
How we doing, bud?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Very good. Good.
Pretty
Very
good.
Good.
He's excited, you know, about
what I'm,
SIG.
You know what I'm not for? I'm not for this new Pennsylvania license plate.
Let's go!
Who said
I
that?
I said that the other
day.
That
was you.
Like, what are we trying to be, California? Or what are we doing?
We got a Liberty Bell.
I'm driving.
What about us?
I'm driving in here and like kind of tripping out. Like, where am I?
I hate it.
I'm used to the, you know, the Keystone logo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Man. It drives me nuts.
You just don't change something like that.
No, there's more to the state than damn Philadelphia. And I respect Philly, and I respect the history of Philly and the Declaration of Independence,
Rocky,
and the Liberty Bell. And
yeah, but like,
Rocky can get bent.
You know, you go to like all these bars in other places, in other states, and they have all the license plates on the back of the... Now they got to put a new one up.
Yes.
It's like when we change the jersey every 5 years at Pitt. Change the logo. Change the colors.
Yeah. We got to stand for something, Pat.
Yeah, we got the script back. But I'm not for... I had to get that off my chest. It was burning in my mind as I got out of my car this morning. I'm like, man, I got a different license plate. I'm not changing mine.
I feel like, and we talked about this, that the Western PA side of the state, you should be able to get a license plate that's custom for
black
us.
Black and gold.
Black and gold, bridges.
Yep.
Things of that nature, Roberto Clemente statue or something, you said, Doran. Like, I don't want to be driving around Liberty Bell.
You can get the pit one.
Oh, okay.
It costs like a certain amount of money, but you can get the pit one.
Well, I want you guys to know, this is a custom license plate. I am actually West Virginia's number one fan. Did you know that?
Are you?
I wanted...
You are today.
I am today. I am today. Did you see the recruiting class?
Are you one of the
700 people?
Are you one of the 49 that's going to play this spring for Rich Rod?
I am not.
Pitt's a cool 21. You got 49 down south. You got about 2 in the middle of the state. So it's we got all bases covered.
Well, I
know we'll get into that. It's Steelers time, but
we will get into it just real quick. I totally understand what Rich Rod's doing. Because last year you come in late. You keep a lot of the Neil Brown guys. You got to get your own guys in here, and you got to build up the foundation because you can't bring in 70 transfers. You got to bring your guys in. Right. You got to develop them, and you got to be better next year than you were this year. But you're not going to be good next year. You need to develop the high school ranks. That's what Pitt has done.
That's why, he's
so
taking
a
page out of Narduzzi's book.
He absolutely is.
Yeah, he's just making up for lost time. And exactly. I think. I think it's right.
Penn State's got what, two?
Two.
I think I got two.
Two.
I got two.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. They're getting turned down by Jeff Brohm, according to reports now.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot to talk about there.
We'll get into that. Why don't we get into that in 11 minutes?
That sounds great.
Full form.
Love it.
Because I think Pitt fans are interested, West Virginia fans are interested, and Penn State fans, of course, they're losing their mind. Austin Bechtold, I thought, was going to...
You see the graphic of him as the head coach, like the AI thing?
I did.
Dude, college football always delivers, though.
Does.
It is like... I mean, I know the Cowboys-Chiefs game had like 53.7 million viewers, and I don't think a college football game or several college football games equals that, but college football is king when it comes to drama. I mean, think about this week, dude. Like... You got signing day, you got Kiffin day, you got the Kiffin Keith Carter battle, right?
You got the Heartline going to USF.
Like, you got all this stuff going on, and coaches are just getting paid. They're getting, they're getting re-upped. Matt Rhule got re-upped and they lost like five in a row. I mean, it is truly like everyone's in their bunker. Like, they peek up, oh, there's an opening, hunker down.
And you
replenish.
Haven't even mentioned the Notre Dame Miami wars.
Do you see Gruden's post yesterday? We got to get in. We'll wait to get into this.
We're going to get into
Gruden
it.
Had a great, great, great take on how to solve this mess, and I almost reposted it, but I got to be careful because it was like last night. I'm like, I want to let this sit because it effectively is an expanded playoff, but there are additional games on top of the conference title games to determine the other spots, right? So Miami and Notre Dame would play. Group of five would play the it'd be wild card games because he made the point, right, that like, okay, Ole Miss is sitting pretty right now. They got Pete Golding as the head coach. Obviously, they'd be better with Kiffin. They're not playing in the championship game. They get a bye week. Meanwhile, Alabama and Georgia are going to go lock heads and kill each other in Atlanta. You know, what sense does that make? That's like the number one seed playing the sixth seed in round one, but the third seed gets a bye.
Yes. Right.
It makes no sense.
Well said, and we watch a ton of college football. We eat, breathe,
oh, love it.
Drink college football courses through our veins. This SEC season was dynamic, and it's Georgia-Alabama at the end.
Yep.
Right.
Chalk.
It's inevitable. All right, I'll just throw this out there. You know what I would do if I were the grand poobah of all things college football? I'm dead serious about this. Duke would not be in my ACC championship game.
Of course not.
Miami would be in my ACC championship game. I'm 100% serious about this. I would bring back the BCS, the two highest-ranked teams in each conference in the BCS. You play in the championship game. Winner goes. I love the computers, baby. Bring back the computers because the people who are on the committee, they're making no sense. Alabama moved up a slot. Because, quote-unquote, Auburn's a tough place to play. Jordan-Hare Stadium, where Kentucky walked in and beat their ass this year. You know, the same Kentucky that fired their head coach. Tough place to play. Get the frig out of here. That's ridiculous.
Yep. No, it's...
It's 7:27.
We need a lot of time to talk about this.
Yeah.
A lot of time.
Make the smart call, Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. What's the Steelers' identity, Pat?
I don't know, man. I don't know, but I want to hear Tomlin answer that question when they're 6-7.
See if he goes there.
I think he goes there. Now, I don't know if they're going to be 6-7. I'm just saying that facetiously. I hope they're not. They don't have one. They don't have an identity.
On either side of the ball?
No, they don't. They really don't. I think they think they know what they want to be, but they're incapable of being that. Their best offensive, most explosive offensive player, what do you have, 10 touches, 12 touches last week? Jalen Warren.
Yeah.
Pat Freiermuth doesn't get a target. It's a crowded tight end room, but they're playing a lot of two, three tight ends.
He's getting paid $48 million.
I understood. Who made that decision?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and then who's really, like, you make a decision to pay somebody, and then like the coaching decisions need to align with the personnel decisions, and then the scheme decisions need to be based on the personnel, right? Players, not plays, and that's not evident in what they're doing. I mean, they're not even getting DK easy touches. Everything's a contested throw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's 6'4", 225 pounds. Throw him a damn screen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Whaley said yesterday.
I mean, throw him a bullet route. Throw him something that he can. Yeah, he's going to drop one out of four, but that's who he's been in his career. And I fundamentally think, and I forget who was saying this yesterday when I was listening. They have not developed the trenches the way they need to play the way they want to play. They just haven't. I mean, let's be frank about each position. Sam Mahler's on the back half of his career, probably. He's been injury prone. Roger Jones is now hurt and is below average at left tackle. He was a below average right tackle. Zach Frazier, God love him, is a middle of the road center of the National Football League. He just is. He's undersized. He's not a all pro center.
He's not Creed Humphrey.
No, he's not. Mason McCormick is what, a fourth round pick?
Yep.
And playing right guard, is undersized and gets taken for a ride a lot. And Troy Faltano is a rookie, essentially. That's your offensive line. You want to run the football for a living. And that's been my problem with it from day one. So, like, I am not drafting anybody other than a left tackle in the draft next year, period. End of story. And if I can get a second first-round pick or another second, then you go somewhere else. But if they want to keep playing this way, which, watch Chicago, watch Philadelphia, watch L.A., they all are good up front. Detroit. And then defensively, it's the same thing. You're paying Cam Hayward, Derek Harmon's hurt, and who else have you developed in there?
Nobody.
I mean, Y.A. Black's a rookie.
Keanu Benton, haven't developed him.
Your most productive edge rusher is Nick Herbig. By a long shot, from a consistency standpoint, and T.J. Watt's getting thrown all over the place in the run game. And Highsmith's not playing. So your resource allocation is skewed old. And your player development's has not kept up with it. Your drafting and player development has not kept up with it. It's a bad formula to play the way they want to play. They want to win the game up front. They're not winning the game up front. They're not winning enough matchups up front. They lose more matchups than they win, which means you have to allocate help to those guys, which means you're vulnerable elsewhere.
The Steelers, for as inconsistent as they've been, they're a pretty easy eval in game. Like, you watch the Bills game, and in the first 5 minutes, the Steelers' offensive line's getting pushed back, and the Steelers' defensive front is getting pushed forward. And that's why when Tomlin said, "We played 30 minutes of good football," no, you friggin' didn't, dude. You led it the half. Ray said it yesterday. Mm-hmm. They played a good 30 minutes of defense. No, they didn't. They gave 125 rushing yards in the first
against
half.
Against backup offensive linemen.
Correct.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's where this thing is. I mean, and again, it's like, I don't know, it just doesn't compute to me. Every facet of their organization does not add up to who they want to be.
Mm-mm.
Right? They've you obviously missed on guys. They've drafted, they stretched for a quarterback in 2022, right? And it didn't work out. Now, I would say this, he played about the same way these other guys have played. Russ and Aaron have played a little bit better. I would expect them to, as double-digit, you know, veterans in the NFL. And you know, you drafted a receiver in a second round that's gone. Like, there's just not a great track record in draft and development. That being said, I was thinking of this when I got out of my car. We're starting to get to Rogue Rogers, and I'm all for it.
Let's do that next.
Like, I think if there's a guy that could burn this thing down and force a rebuild, it's number 8. And they may win a couple games in the process.
Let's get to Rogue Rogers next. Let's get to the Penn State confounding situation that's going on with that athletic department and football program. That's all on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The way for one night only, Wednesday, December 17th, our Odyssey Pittsburgh stations, 93.7 The Fan, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK, 100.7 Star, WAMO 107.3, and Y108 will be flipping the turntables and turning Mike's Beer Bar into the biggest Christmas karaoke spot on the North Shore, where our on-air hosts, like us, and local celebrities, we're also local celebrities, take the mic for celebrity karaoke. There is no admission cost, but bring canned food donations to support North Hills Cares. Details at 937thefan.com. What song would you sing, Pat? You got a favorite Christmas tune? I shouldn't even say what song would you sing. What song will you sing? You're my plus one big guy.
I don't know. What's the song? Chestnuts roasting under the fire.
Oh, yeah.
That's not the name of the song, right? What's the name of the song?
I think it's Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
That's the hook.
Chestnuts.
As an aside, there's no way Nutella is hazelnut spread. It's just chocolate.
You think it's chocolate?
Yeah.
I love Nutella.
I love these things.
This is for kids.
Yeah. I grabbed one this morning, though.
That's a kid's snack.
Harry last year sang Run, Run, Rudolph. And
Harry singing Run, Run, Run?
He nailed it.
Well, he's a multi-talented Renaissance man.
He absolutely
guy has a van.
Knocked the thing out of the park. He sold it. He sold his van.
I didn't sell it yet.
You're selling your van?
Yeah, times are tough.
You can't go van and then get rid of it?
Yeah, it was a dumb idea to begin with.
If you spent that money on a bus like you were going to.
If he had a bus, he wouldn't be selling the bus. That thing pays for itself. You could drive old grannies to church on Sundays if you need to make ends meet. If you got the bus.
I just don't use it as much as I thought I would.
The van?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to come out the tailgates more and let me carpool you around.
It's your fault.
I told you not to buy the thing.
Yeah,
I'm not
saying you didn't.
I bought a van, but it's your fault I'm not using it.
Right.
I did. I'm not blaming anybody. That's why I'm selling it. I realized
Crowley didn't come to tailgates with you. Callis, I got news for you. This is not a big moment in your life at all. Just sell the damn thing.
Yes, sir. I sang Run, Run, Rudolph last year, though. Yeah, that
nailed very well. It.
What'd you sing?
You sang Christmas with me, too. I came up twice because you didn't want to sing by yourself.
White Christmas is a great song.
Blue
Christmas by Elvis Presley is a great song. It's starting to come back to me. I'm not quite in the Christmas, like, until I get my stuff up at my house, which is not done.
You still haven't?
No. No, 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 no.
Pat, I wave at you every day whenever I'm going to my in-law's house. I wave at your house.
Do you remember what your favorite present was from Santa growing up?
No, I really don't. Like, I don't. Probably like a PS2 or something like that, honestly.
Mine was a Marc-Andre Fleury jersey and
awesome.
Street hockey goalie pads. Oh, yeah.
That's big.
There was nothing better.
There's nothing better than some hockey stuff.
Oh, man.
Mine was a locker. I think it was 3. There's a video of it, and it was a locker, a football locker, and inside the locker was the old Pitt uniform of, like, the Tykes, little Tykes. And
that's
it
awesome.
Pitt helmet and jersey and pants and pads and everything.
That's awesome. Love it.
Well, foreshadowing. Would that be foreshadowing?
That
right?
would be foreshadowing.
Yeah, foreshadowing.
Yeah, my parents got me a couple of oars when I was three.
Really?
Yeah, a couple of oars for me to
become a
row.
Coxswain.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Didn't quite turn out the way that they thought. The chestnut song is
here
simply
you go,
called
little fella.
The Christmas
row
song.
Row away.
Crowley sitting on a couch.
Here you go. Woo-wee.
No, seriously, row away. Get out of here. I said we'd talk about Penn State's problems. And we said we would talk about Rogue Rogers, and we have talked about Christmas music, because that's what happens.
Can I mention a couple of things real quick?
Sure.
Okay. I got a keyboard when I was 7 or 8 for Christmas, and that was where I started writing some of my first songs, like some of the ones I put in the 5 Alarm album. And number two, I have been approached on social media or on these chat lines about doing the Steelers weekly recap live at the Christmas karaoke.
Oh,
you think that'd be a good idea?
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Do one of the previous ones or reveal the new one?
I think you reveal the new
you
one.
You have to. Yes. You can't do a retread. It's got to be original. Yep.
If you talk to TJ the DJ, who's the best, you can make it happen with him. But I would get with TJ. Oh, that's a great
idea. That's a great idea. Yep.
You have any idea how many canned goods you just got by saying you're going to do that live? That is such a wildly popular feature on the station now, as is Quiz Callis, which has a new sponsor.
Sure does.
We'll get to that in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You're seeing 0% of the funds, but yes, there is a new sponsor. All right, Rogue Rogers. We'll get to it coming up next. I promise.
Keeping people waiting.
Mm-hmm. So we could talk about chestnuts roasting over an open fire.
What's a Little Drummer Boy? Which one is that? Is that a Christmas song?
Yes, it's a Little Drummer Boy.
How's it go?
Who's that little drummer boy?
I brought these gifts for you.
That's right.
Now I'm in the mood. I love it. We gotta get a candle in here.
You are speaking my
language.
We
gotta get a candle.
It's a great idea.
We were big in the quarterback room with candles back in the day.
Yes, you were.
Really?
Yep, they always had candles lit.
Sig used to light the balsam fir candles. Walk by the D-line room, there's a big ball of tape. Coming to our room, there's a damn candle going. We're having a seance.
And our room was a bunch of cans of dip.
Yeah, right. Cans of dip and brass knuckles in the tight end room. To each his own. We had a bunch of different types. Takes a village to win football games.
What is it called? What's the candle called?
Balsam fir.
Balsam fir.
Yeah, balsam fir. Yeah, we used to, when we're talking about, running flanker drive while we're got a candle going, eating peanut brittle. Oh, I love it.
Rogue Rogers coming up next. We're bringing a candle in tomorrow. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. I lied to everybody. I said we were going to get into Rogue Rogers. Hell nah. We got the Hall of Famer. We got Billy Hilly, Bill Hillgrove, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, Bill. How we doing, Bill?
Good morning, gentlemen. Bill, how you doing?
Oh, we are fabulous. Where do we want to start? We want to start recruiting. We want to start basketball. We want to start with football.
I'll start with just broad strokes. How do you feel like this was a successful season for the Pitt Panthers football team?
Yes, I do. And I know there are some people saying no, they should have done better. Shouldn't have lost to Louisville. Shouldn't have lost to West Virginia. Hey, you are what you are. And I've always believed Mike Tomlin's coach speak when he says that. And I remember one time somebody said, well, your special teams are doing well. He said, they're 1-4 also. And so they were what they were. It's a good season. And I think before the season, you'd have taken it. And as Pat and I discussed, wrapping up the broadcast on Saturday, despite the disappointing loss to Miami, if you were on the bus coming back from Morgantown, would you have taken this? And I think most fans would say yes. But, there's some fans treat it as the cup is half empty, and that's the beauty of sports.
Billy, you've covered Pitt football for 52 years. Obviously, that's quite a few decades. You started when you were 7, as I understand it. just your thoughts on how college football has evolved in general. I mean, signing day was yesterday. It used to be the first Wednesday in February. You didn't have to announce you were coming back when you were a freshman or sophomore. in 1980 or 90 or 2000 or 2010. I get the positive aspect for the players, but just your general thoughts on the game and from a broadcaster's view, does it feel different to you?
Well, yeah, it has to feel different, Pat, because, all right, you know, my job is nuts and bolts. Where's the ball? What yard line? What's the score? How much time is left? It's you guys that are kind of put in a different frame of mind when it comes to approaching the game. You know, case in point, Louis Riddick, who did the TV last Saturday, was going down the elevator with my son, and my son asked him about the game, and he said, look, Pitt is right there with skill people, but they don't have the beef up front both ways to compete with the Habs. And, of course, the Habs have NIL numbers that we can't compare with, and that's the reality of it. Until it changes, it's going to be like that. You know, we can play most teams, but Miami and Notre Dame aren't most teams. And so, therefore, you know, we got pushed around, and as you know, it's what happens up front that counts.
Bill, what's up with basketball? A big win against Ohio State and then a little bit of a setback there against Texas A&M. Your thoughts on the hoop team through nine games?
Yeah, I think they're, you know, doing their best. They didn't do it against Quinnipiac, and we all saw that, and it was disgusting. But, you know, we're asking Cam Corhan to do too much. He's a natural four. We're asking him to play the five, play both ends of the court, and I think he's done a heck of a job, but I think he, like the team, runs out of gas. And I saw a tired basketball team at the end of the Aggie game, and, you know, Aggie's coming at you in waves, and we didn't have that luxury. So until that changes, I don't know what's going to happen. And DeSean Jackson is a key part of that puzzle that hasn't been available, and the question is, will he ever, given his health issue?
Bill, we appreciate the time. As always, brother, we're awaiting where Pitt will play in their bowl game. I'm guessing you'd like it to be someplace warm.
Yeah, he does like New York City, though, so Pinstripe is on the board.
I like New York City. I would go to see the Birdland Big Band, but I hate Yankee Stadium.
I almost didn't let you in.
I've never been there for a baseball game, but for football, it stinks.
They wouldn't let you in, Billy.
Yeah, well, that was another thing. My son has the same name, and when he couldn't make it, I canceled his credential. Well, they canceled mine. I had to wait an hour outside, and what really ticked me was the fact that getting out of a car, the athletic director from Syracuse and Jim Boeheim walked right past me like they owned the place. That really got me upset. But, you know, I got in, and we did the game, but doing a football game from a baseball press box is not much fun.
Bill, we appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Sure.
Thanks, Billy.
Thanks, partner.
I've
Callis cut him off.
He's frozen.
He's frozen.
Goodbye, Bill.
Goodbye, Bill.
They kept him out? Oh, God. F the Yankees, the damn Yankees. Oh,
jeez. He just gave Michael Jordan.
He did. All right. Coming up next, we will get into Rogue Rogers and what the hell is going on with Penn State football. Fan weather first brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 31, low of 15, high of 33, low of 13. Tomorrow, it's a Fan Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.